Audio Gravity, 10th of November 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well. If I sound a little bit gruff, it's because I've not had a great night's sleep, but I'm going to crack on anyway, regardless. First link today is macearchive.org.uk. So this is the media archive for Central England in the UK, which is an archive for the public sector for the Midlands, basically. There's a whole bunch of collections on there, media that you can actually use. And a lot of it is accessible to the public. So there's a whole bunch of video content here that is just dying to be remixed and overdubbed and, you know, beats and sort of make some funky showreel out of it. So we're definitely going to have a quick look through this in the weekend. And there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. There's a latest news section on the right-hand side, which breaks down media that has been archived, recorded and put on the site. They've also got a newsletter as well, which I suggest you sign up to, and you can find them on Twitter at Mace Archive. Next link today. If you're under 18, then you probably want to close your ears or pause or go somewhere else or not listen. I don't know what you do actually when it's remote like this. I can't stop you from listening to it. Site's called eatsleepshitfuck.com. What do you do all day? And it's quite a nice little mashup actually. It's just got a picture of a dinner plate. Then next to it, it's got a picture of a half-shaped moon. And then there's a toilet roll graphic. And then on the right-hand side, there is this egg and this semen flying towards it. Or should I say, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And it pretty much sums up, you know, conversations that go on Twitter, really. Eat, sleep, shit, and fuck. Great mashup, though. And I really like the... I really like the fact that it's real-time Ajaxy. Very nice. Next link is over on smpl.com, page peel. You might have seen these page peels before, and some of them can be annoying, but I think some of them are actually quite useful. This one's quite a nice one because it's made in jQuery, and it's on version 1.21 now. And it's got a nice little animated page peel at the top right-hand corner. I think you can position it in other corners as well. Or check out the new page peel in the bottom left of this page. So yeah, you can do it in the bottom as well, which is quite nice. Next link today is over on What is Blick? whatisblik.com. This is quite nice. These they've been around for a while. They've got a really, really sweet website. What they've got is these graphics that are specifically for putting on your walls. And the idea behind it is instead of having to paint on the wall, you can put these graphics. And they do a whole bunch of graphics. You can even make your own graphics up. But there's some really, really smart ones in there that, you know, like you might put a mirror on the wall, then you've got like these graphics to go around the mirror. And they've got a whole bunch of stuff on there as well. And they've linked up with Threadless, which is quite neat. And also it looks like eBoy are starting to do some pixel, some of the pixel graphic stuff that they do. There's a whole bunch of stuff on there as well for Atari coming. And it looks like it's really, really taking off. They're also on Twitter and What is Blick. And there's a whole bunch of stuff. But the fact that they've linked up with Threadless and the designers at Threadless, people who do graphics and T-shirts at Threadless, is a big win, really, because you're going to get some really smart stuff that people are going to start putting onto this site. Okay, next link is over on Airopia. You think it says Airtopia, but it's missing a T. Airopia.org. Load of free graphics, free fronts, design, inspiration, free templates, free tutorials. And there's a whole bunch of tutorials for Joomla, Photoshop and Google. There's a whole bunch of templates for websites, logos, business cards. And it's a really nice put together site. It's really lightweight, lots of white space. And they've got a bunch of good stuff on there. And they've definitely got a good eye for finding the good stuff. So the popular posts would be vector guitar graphics, free widescreen HD wallpapers. The usual fare that you get on these sites, which demand a lot of traffic. Finally, last link today, mybiggestregretever.com. It's a site where you can share your biggest regret with them. It's based on Tumblr, so you click on the submit your regret on the right hand side, and all you have to do is send, you can fill out the form which is on the website itself, or you can send an email to mybiggestregretever@gmail.com, and they're just collating, crowdsourcing all the regrets together on the page. It's really, really cool. I've got a whole bunch on there today. Leaving to please others, not picking up the guitar sooner, divorcing my wife, not having more fun, lying to people, loving someone who didn't love me back. A whole bunch of regrets on there, which subscribe to it by RSS feed if you're sort of the sort of person who looks at this stuff, because I don't. But like, I like the idea that somebody's crowdsourcing regrets and putting them all in one place. It's another big archive that can be tapped into and visualised. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.